This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. In a surprise moment nearing the final hours before a government shutdown, the House approved a 45-day funding bill to keep federal agencies open. House passage comes after Speaker Kevin McCarthy dropped plans for steep spending cuts and relied on Democratic help. Here is House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Would I have wanted the bill we put on the floor yesterday that would secure our border, cut wasteful spending? Yes, I did. But I had some members in our own conference that wouldn't vote for that.
The bill drops aid for Ukraine but adds U.S. disaster assistance. Senators are expected to pass it later Saturday. 5 years ago, the killing of a journalist sent shockwaves around the world. VOA's Laurel Benman has more.
On October 2nd, 2018, journalist Jamal Khashoggi walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, and never came out. There, a Saudi team reportedly suffocated and dismembered him. U.S. intelligence later concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman had approved a mission to capture and kill the Saudi-born journalist who had been critical of him. The prince calls Khashoggi's death a mistake. Despite sentences and what they call show trials in Saudi Arabia, Khashoggi's family and supporters say there's been no real justice in the journalist's killing. But that won't stop them from calling for it. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Kosovo on Saturday demanded that Serbia withdraw its troops from their common border, saying it was ready to protect its territorial integrity. Tensions between the two countries have been high since last Sunday, when Kosovo police fought around 30 heavily armed Serbs who stormed a Kosovo village and barricaded themselves in a Serbian Orthodox monastery. Three attackers and one police officer were killed. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has created 21 new cardinals who will help him to reform the church and cement his legacy. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
On a crisp, sunny morning filled with cheers from St. Peter's Square, Francis ushered in 21 new cardinals, nearly three-quarters of whom were chosen by the pontiff himself. At the start of the service, Francis compared their variety to musicians in an orchestra. Diversity is necessary, it's indispensable. However, each sound must contribute to the common design. Among those entering the exclusive club was the Chicago-born missionary now responsible for vetting bishop candidates around the globe, Robert Prevost. Prevost's promotion, amongst others, was a sign of the Pope's aim to shake up the balance of power in the U.S. hierarchy. The U.S. is a domain where some conservative bishops have strongly resisted his reforms. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Senegalese Navy said it had intercepted two wooden boats carrying 272 would-be migrants 100 kilometers off the coast of the capital of Dakar on Friday. Seven children and 16 women were among the passengers who were taken back to a Navy base in Dakar, it said in an online post on Saturday. It shared a photo of a brightly painted fishing vessel on the open ocean, overloaded with people with no shelter from the elements. At least 559 people died attempting to reach the Canary Islands in 2022, according to the International Organization for Migration. Migrants were stranded in Mexico on Friday, miles from the U.S. border, after the freight train they were traveling on top of abruptly stopped amid the ongoing suspension of dozens of northbound trains over fears around migrant safety. Lauren Anthony reports.
Also on Friday, further east in the border city of Piedras Negras that sits opposite Eagle Pass in Texas, Venezuelan migrant Jose Julian said he too had been stranded while traveling aboard the cargo trains. He said that it took 3 days on foot to make it to the border. 60 northbound cargo trains run by Mexico's Ferromex were stopped last week after about half a dozen migrants suffered death or injury. The company later said it restarted some routes where there was no known heightened risk.
A federal agency has sued the restaurant chain Chipotle, accusing it of religious harassment and retaliation. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission alleges in its lawsuit that a manager at a Chipotle restaurant in the U.S. state of Kansas forcibly removed a Muslim employee's hijab in 2021. The complaint alleges that the manager repeatedly harassed the employee by asking her to show him her hair, despite her refusal. The lawsuit claims this created a hostile work environment based on religion. Chipotle's chief corporate affairs officer said the company has no tolerance for discrimination and has fired the manager in question. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.